RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
What talent should we expect to be around in the fourth round? That's why I say it, because the Bears, you know, is going one. Nine, you're going to try to get some capital.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's the 75th pick in the draft. You got two fourth rounders. That's where you really got to try to win this draft, in the fourth.
Yeah, because they don't have a fifth anymore. They have two in the fourth, and they just lost their fifth, but they did get an offensive lineman out of it.
I mean, you could just win it with the first pick in the draft.
Okay. I'm good with that.
But I would love something else, though. That's why we're going to ask
something
our next
really
guest
strong
about what positions will be aplenty in the fourth round. To that, we have our next guest who joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Of course, you can catch him as the NFL draft analyst for ESPN. You see him everywhere. Follow him on Twitter. It's Matt Miller. Matt, welcome to the show.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. I mean, Matt, you know, one thing that people have been saying here in Chicago is, you know, like, how do you know Caleb Williams is going to be good? Those that want the Bears to stick with Justin Fields. And to that argument, I always say, you know, well, then you're putting Justin Fields up against every single college quarterback that's going to come out from here until forever, right? But your opinions of Caleb Williams. To the audience that is still on board, and trust me, Mark Grody and I just had an hour full of phone calls that were still defending Justin Fields. To those people, what can you say about why Caleb Williams should be the number one pick for the Chicago Bears?
I really like Justin Fields. He was the number two quarterback for me in that draft class. I was the Justin Fields defender, jumping everywhere I could saying, take the traits over Zach Wilson, take the traits over Trey Lance. However, I would take Caleb Williams over Justin Fields every day and twice on Sunday. Like, this is not a hard conversation, guys. Justin, and again, I love Justin Fields. I will be rooting for him wherever he is next year. I will say two things about this. Number one, let's talk about the trade market for Justin Fields, or the fact that there really isn't one right now. That should tell you how talented or what he's done as a quarterback. Let's not even say talented. What he's done as a quarterback in 3 years as a starter. The fact that the Atlanta Falcons would rather have 34-year-old Kirk Cousins coming off a busted right Achilles.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers would rather have Russell Wilson, who's as washed could be. Like, and again, I will root for Justin Fields wherever his second home is. But the lack of a trade market for him should tell those Bears fans that are holding out for the, like, no, we got to stay with Justin. It's been 3 years, and I would argue he has regressed in those 3 years. So that's the argument for me. You know, as an evaluation standpoint, Caleb Williams has the highest grade I've given a quarterback since I started doing this professionally in 2011. Mm. That includes Andrew Luck. That includes Joe Burrow. That includes Trevor Lawrence. Whoever you want to say in that time span, he's the guy for me. And I know, like, there's the fear and the trepidation about, like, oh, we don't want to move on. Like, what if the next guy's not as good as this one? Well, do you want to pay Justin Fields $35 million a year? Like, because that's what's coming if you stick with him. So I get it, but I think it's the easiest decision in a long time.
Tell us more, Matt, about why you have the dominant grade on Caleb Williams.
Yes, what gets him there?
That you have. Yes, I've heard many, many things about Caleb Williams, but I want to hear it from your mouth now on why he has gotten the highest grade you've ever given a quarterback.
Yeah, I bet you've talked to a lot of people or heard from a lot of people or read a lot of tweets from people who haven't done this. They haven't talked to Caleb Williams, which is something I actually did last week, right? So everyone wants to have an opinion of Caleb, and I bet they've never spoken to him a day in their life. So that is like my impression of him was he was funny, he was personable, he was humble, he was self-deprecating, but he was confident. And I spent a small amount of time with him, about the same amount of time that NFL teams do with these 15-minute speed dating interviews they get to do. And I wasn't predisposed to like love him as a person, you know. Like I've been doing this a long time. I went into that conversation being like, all right, let's see what it's all about. And I wanted to talk to him longer than I got to. Like he was a really fun person to talk to. So just as a person, and I started there because I know that his character has been sabotaged by people who, you know, don't even put a name on their social media accounts, you know, or have never talked to him or never spoken to anyone in his circle. So I'll start there and say that I loved, you know, the little bit of time I got to spend with him. And I also hung out with him while he was cheering on his teammate, Kalen Bullock. Kalen was on the field doing the DB drills, and Caleb's up in the stands at Lucas Oil being like, Bullock, you're my guy. Like, come on, like cheering on his teammate. So I loved that. So, on the field, I don't know that I've ever seen a college quarterback have the combination of arm strength, being able to adjust their arm angle, being able to adjust the velocity on the ball, the field vision, that ability to create. And I think a lot of folks have gone to this of like, oh, well, he can't play on time or he can't play on schedule. It's all backyard football. That's just not true. Like the highlights you see on Twitter are off schedule, and they're the crazy plays where he's like running around for 7 seconds. And you're like, that'll never work in the NFL. There's a lot, you know, there's 50 other plays in a game where he is playing off schedule and he is playing on time. And, you know, my job is one question that you're supposed to ask yourself with every player is, what can they do? It's not my job to, you know, to say what he can't do necessarily, but it's to find out what he can do. And to me, he has the best combination of arm talent, athleticism, field vision and instincts, you know, that I've seen since 2011.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We're talking to Matt Miller from ESPN, NFL draft analyst here on 670 The Score. Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody hanging out. Bears would love to pair one of the top receivers with Caleb Williams in that number 9 slot. Is there any chance that one of those three just like slides down the line for the Bears at number 9?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a 7-round mock draft coming out soon, which is as crazy as it sounds, right? So I've started working on it, like running through the exercise of, what does that look like? And I think for Bears fans, my dream for you guys, as someone who's been coming on 670 for a very long time, my dream is that Rome Odunze somehow finds his way to the Bears at 9. And here's the thing. I think it's possible. I really do.
I do too.
The best case scenario is someone trades up for a quarterback, or a couple people trade up for a quarterback. So Bears fans need to be singing the praises of J.J. McCarthy as much as they can. Get someone like the Vikings or the Broncos to come up for J.J. McCarthy, and I think that's going to help push Aroma Dunze down to the Bears at 9.
I don't know if you got a chance to talk to Aroma Dunze, but on top of being a spectacular player.
He's amazing. Yeah.
He's amazing,
isn't
he?
He's amazing. Yeah, like I've said this, he's my favorite player in the draft. The dude is, I mean, he's so intelligent, so well-spoken, so, like, grounded. And, like, I'm a big fan of wide receivers who might also be the toughest guy on your team.
Yeah.
And he's somehow that, but really cool. Like, you don't get the diva receiver vibe from him at all.
No.
He just wants to be great, and I absolutely love it.
What do you think about Marvin Harrison Jr. in terms of prospects that you've seen?
He's really, really good. I mean, he's like, it's like he's a faster Larry Fitzgerald, which I know is like sacrilegious to be like, oh, let's compare this guy to a Hall of Famer. But, you know, it's like a faster AJ Green, a faster Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
I think with Marv and Caleb, we have prospect fatigue because we've heard for so long how good they are. Now people are like, okay, like we get it, but they're really, really good. And to be, you know, 6'4", 209 pounds and be able to adjust for the ball the way he does. Like, let's not even talk about like route running or hands or anything yet. Just the way he can, you know, Kyle McCord was not a great quarterback. So you watch Harrison, you know, he's like playing shortstop, getting some of these balls that are thrown. And like, that's one of the things that won me over is like how well he adjusted to some of the terrible passes that were thrown his way was so impressive. So, you know, and I go into every year, you know, blank slate, you know, put every player in a bubble and evaluate them. And Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison have nearly a perfect grade for me. I mean, if Marv didn't have a couple drops this year, his drop rate went up. I think he had 8 or 9 drops this year. If it weren't for that, I would be like, this. I mean, he might be the best player in the draft. I mean, he's that talented.
Matt, do you have him as talented to the point where you see the Patriots taking him instead of going quarterback?
Good question.
There?
I have floated that out there. I wouldn't be shocked, just because my argument was the Patriots aren't good enough to draft a quarterback. And I know that sounds crazy, but I don't see Drake May as this like franchise defining player who's going to come in and immediately make your team better. Like, I don't think he's going to elevate a team like a CJ Stroud did, you know, like, and you can like, people listening, there are receipts. I was the CJ Stroud guy, so I'm allowed to say that. But I don't see that from Drake May. I really don't. So I think the Patriots could draft Marv at 3. I think they could, you know, look to trade down from 3. But, you know, outside of Caleb, he's the bell of the ball in this draft. In what is a really, really good draft, we have a lot of players this year that in a normal draft would be the number one player. And, you know, whether it's Caleb or Marv or Joe All or hell, Dallas Turner. Like, there are so many good players in this draft.
Yeah, and when you're looking at the Patriots, I mean, I think you're right? They're not necessarily ready to compete in the present. So if they get Marvin Harrison and then, you know, end up at the top next year and get like a Shedeur Sanders or something like that, they could be in. They could be in the mix.
Shedeur Sanders.
So Matt, I posed the question before the break, and I truly am curious. The Bears, you know, don't have a lot of draft capital. They have 2 in the first. They have their third round at the 75th pick, and then they have 2 fourths. And so I guess my question to you is, you know, what position group will still have solid talent when the fourth round comes up?
Yeah, I mean, I think running back is the big one, which obviously I don't know that running back's a huge need for Chicago. But
I just talked about it, Matt. I said, yes, Bears need to address the running back position for sure.
So I have 6 running backs with a fourth round grade, and I have 5 running backs with a fifth round grade. So, like, I think that's kind of a sweet spot where we'll probably see 2 guys go in the second, maybe 2 guys go in the third. So you're still looking at like RB5 could come off the board in the fourth round. So there's really good value there. I think there's still pretty good value at receiver. There's pretty good value at guard. On defense, there's pretty good value at D tackle. And I think corner, there's always value because you just, I mean, in the fourth round, you draft somebody that is either like ran a sub 4.4 and you think, okay, I can coach them up. Or you look at guys who, like, maybe didn't test as well, but their tape is good. You know, like Jarvis Brownlee from Louisville would be my example of, like, okay, he's a nickel, and he's a little undersized, but his tape is phenomenal. So, like, we'll draft him in the fourth round. He's going to be a good player for 4 years. Like, you know, throughout his rookie contract, he's going to be solid. So I think, yeah, and I've played around with this too, of like the Bears have no draft capital in rounds 5, 6, and 7. I don't know if anyone has talked to you guys about this. This is the shallowest draft pool that I've ever covered because of the extra COVID year, because of NIL, because of a low number of juniors. So like, let's give Ryan Poles a round of applause for the year with the shallowest draft talent ever. My guy has no picks in 5, 6, and 7 because he's moved them for players, and he's moved them for draft capital earlier in the round. So I think a lot of people look at it and like, oh my God, the Bears don't even have a pick after 124. Yeah, but in this year, the guy you're drafting in the fifth round was probably a seventh rounder last year. You know?
Yeah.
So they're like, it's like the way that Poles has set this up is really, really smart.
Great point. You know, one position of big time need for the Bears, I noticed at least in the fourth round, you did not you mentioned guards, but not center. The guy specifically I wanted to ask you about was Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon. What's the highest that teams should be thinking about taking somebody like Jackson Powers Johnson?
Yeah, I think with him, it's a conversation of do you see him as a guard or a center? There's a little bit of a split on that. I think the highest he could go 17 to Jacksonville, depending on like, you know, what they do at corner is going to be huge for them. If they keep Calvin Ridley, like, there are a lot of questions, but I think 17 is probably where the conversation with him starts. And then, you know, I can't really see him getting out of the first round. I think he's too talented. Zach Frazier from West Virginia is a second round guy. I think he probably goes somewhere in the 40 to 50 is probably his range. But there are a couple centers. Bo Limmer from Arkansas, I think I have a fourth round grade on him right now. Tanner Bordellini from Wisconsin, who had a great combine, probably goes late third. And then Mason McCormick from South Dakota State probably goes late third as well.
Matt, great stuff, man. Appreciate the insight into the upcoming draft. Look forward to talking again soon.
Of course, guys. Thank you.
Matt Miller, NFL Draft Analyst from ESPN. Make sure you follow him at NFL Draft Scout. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that was really good. I loved your question about the fourth round. That's perfect. That's perfect right there. He said that they're running back rich in the fourth round, and that's a place where, yes, you can, as low as running backs have gone draft stock-wise, the fourth round feels like a pretty good place to get a running back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.